Let me clear my throat. You've tuned in to the Free Range Human Show of Choice, your daily dose of reality radio. This is the Clay Edwards Show. I'm, of course, Clay Edwards. We are streaming worldwide and live at WYAB.com as well as the TuneIn app and Alexa. And, of course, we're pumping all the way across central Mississippi on the airwaves of 103.9 FM, WYAB. All right, man, I got it right. Feels like it's been about a month since I've been in the chair. It was just since Thursday, but, man, you missed Friday, then it's Saturday, then it's Sunday. So it's been 4 days since I've been in here. I hope y'all missed me as much as I missed y'all. I want to thank Chip Matthews and Lindsey Beckham for filling in for me Friday. Chip's got a show here every Monday, 9 to 10. I'm not sure how often Lindsey is a co-host on there, but she has been on there once or twice. Y'all check that out. There'll be, at minimum, Chip will be coming up next here at 9 o'clock this morning. Stick around. Maybe you'll find another show that you like. Went down to NOLA, New Orleans, for the first time in about 6 or 7 years. I couldn't believe it. It had been that long since I went, and it had, in fact, been that long since I went. I really don't even remember how long. At minimum, it's been 6 or 7 years. Had some good food. Nice seeing the city. You know, during the daylight anyway. Fun little ride down there. Me and got to spend some time in the car with the Kingfish himself. Went down to go see Jordan Peterson. We'll tell you more about that as the show goes on. Got to see Dr. Jordan Peterson live and in living color. That was really neat. Kind of bucket list. It was on my bucket list, and I didn't even know it was on my bucket list till the opportunity got presented. I was like, hell yeah, I want to go see Jordan Peterson. And do not regret that. It's like I saw a meme one time that says, buy the concert tickets. You won't regret it. Just buy the tickets. Right? Sometimes that's how I feel about these events that I go to. It's like, you know, I can make a million excuses about not having the money, not having the time, not having this, not having that. Every now and then, just buy the dang tickets. Go and enjoy yourself. And that's what we did. I had a blast doing it. We'll tell you more about that. Was I enlightened? Did I learn something that I didn't already know? Yes. Yes, I did. Good stuff there. So we'll circle back to that. This past Thursday, I had the opportunity to interview Dr. Jerry. Not doctor, I'm sorry. He might as well be a doctor. Got to interview investigative journalist, Mississippi legendary reporter, investigative reporter Jerry Mitchell here in the studio. Had Sean Yurk-Karan in here with us. Learned about the Goon Squad stuff from every angle. That podcast is doing really big numbers. Y'all can go check it out now. Just go search Clay Edwards Show, wherever you download podcasts, and check it out. It should be one of the most recent ones uploaded. One more thing before we get into this morning show. I've now done two different 45-minute interviews with Tiger King. Joe Exotic himself from the Netflix show, The Real Tiger King. They are podcast exclusive. The language is a bit R-rated, possibly X-rated. But I found the interviews to be very intriguing, well beyond just the Netflix stuff. Joe Exotic is now a man that's been in jail for 6 years in federal prison. And 2.5 of those years, he was held up in solitary confinement. You know, one of the things that I try to use this platform for is criminal justice reform, prison reform, because these are things that haven't directly affected me as a human being, but they have affected people close to me. And the more you get to talk to people, and this isn't a Democrat-Republican conversation either, and I wish we could get away from criminal justice and prison reform being somehow a Republican-Democrat thing. It affects both people. It affects both parties, white, black, period. It's one of the things I think we should all be able to come together on. Anyhow, I don't want to get into a rant about it. Me and Joe had a long conversation about that, and then we did get into the fun stuff. We did get into Carol Baskin and all of that. And I think you guys will be very intrigued by what you learn listening to that second episode especially. Would Joe Exotic consider moving to Russia and teaming up with Putin to save tigers? We talked about it. Would Joe Exotic consider buying the Collins Zoo on 49 and opening it up, I asked him, I'm not going to tell you the answers. You need to go listen. What's the point in putting a special podcast up if you don't go listen if I tell you all about it now? I'm sitting at the house yesterday, the Guns and Gear text line. I want to hear from you guys this morning. We ain't talked in 4 days. Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. 769-241-1944. As always, if you're friends with me on Facebook or you know my cell phone number, you can text those. Hit me up on X at SaveJXN. I'd lump all that into the bucket, and I call it the Guns and Gear text line. The Mazda of Jackson phone line is 601-879-0002. If you got something you want to get off your chest and a text message just isn't going to be enough for you, always love getting the phone calls. They always move to the front of the line. Just try to stay on topic, whatever the topic may be. And if we hadn't got to a topic yet, like the person that's calling now, we will let you be the topic. So let's do this. We got a phone call on the Mazda of Jackson phone line.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Listen, I got something that I was thinking about. I'm gonna call Clayton and get people's opinion of this. Let's go back to history books written from the 80s to the 70s or 80s or 90s before these other people started changing history books. Should we save our history books with the true history of America, because the new history books don't have the true history of America, in my opinion. I may be wrong, I may be right. And then, you know, the woke college professors trying to change history. Our books, if we could save them, could we save them for the next generation? I mean, just a question out for that. What do you think?
Well, you know, that's a good question. But, you know, I can make the argument that that the books that we grew up on in the 70s, 80s, and 90s didn't necessarily have the real history in it either. So
you might be right. I don't know. I'm just asking, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think we need to save them. Because they're clearly not using the old ones in the school. I don't know what they're using. They're not using the stuff we grew up on. You walk into like a JPS school, all it is the only history they're teaching in school right now is black people done wrong. That's the only American history that they're teaching right now. So
my granddaughter graduated three or four years ago from Brandon. It looked pretty good then over here. But, yeah, and also the Internet, when you Google something on the Internet, how do you know it's true or not?
Well, the first thing I look for if I Google something is that it doesn't say ad beside it. And that's usually the whole first page. Yeah, it's a crapshoot. If you know how to work AdWords and keywords and all that stuff, you can have your stuff ranking very high, and that doesn't make it any more true or not. For example, pick any of these random diet products that they sell online right now. You can go take that product, and if it's being done by a company that really knows how to manipulate media, you could type in, does such and such pill work, or thispillsucks.com. And those companies already own those websites, and they put up their own fake reviews as independent reviewers. I don't trust any of it.
I was talking about the history too, like they teach in school. This is all period,
yeah.
I think. Same concept.
People are rewriting history and out. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's throw that question out because I'm interested to hear what people think.
But throw it out there. I want to make sure you ask the question the way you want it answered.
Yeah, because where should we save our history books, and should we save them for the next generation? You know, good question. Is that pretty close to what you think?
I think so. Yep. Do we need to preserve the history books from the last 30 years to make sure they're teaching history right? Yes.
Okay. It's something I've been thinking about.
Hey, good.
And I said, I'm going to throw something out and see what you hear.
I appreciate it. Well, we'll see if we can get some answers for you.
Hey, you have a good day, Clay. Thank you.
You too, brother. Appreciate it. Well, to the victor goes the spoils, right? He who wins gets to write the history. It really makes you wonder. With what we've learned about fake news and narratives and all that over the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years, and how the media will absolutely just lie to help form the narrative that they're given, whether it's through mostly peaceful protest as the city burns to the ground, whether it's through the COVID nonsense, the vaccines working, and everything else, if it's presidential scandals being lied about and presented to America as facts, or if it's presidential scandals being hidden or lied about and saying that they were Russian propaganda. We've learned that the media will absolutely lie. You can go back to the Kennedy assassination before the film. This is a Zapruder film. This is a Zapruder. Anyway, before the film got released. Anyway, there's tons of opportunities to prove that the media has been 100% complicit in lying to Americans. You don't think the people that wrote the school books were doing the same thing? You don't think the government that funds public schools have a narrative they want to push in those schools? Jameson talks about it a lot, and I'm not a professional on this at all, but he refers to like the Marxist 100-year plan. And they're big picture. They understand that the change that they make today, they may not get to see in their lifetime. But as long as they do their part, it helps to get there eventually. And that's why the Marxists and the communists are reaping the rewards of the condition that America's in right now. Well, we have open borders. I saw a video this morning. I made a post on X, and I said the most mentally unhealthy thing I can do every morning is check my Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, while I'm drinking my coffee, before the sunlight's even up. Because I see things that just piss me off for the rest of the day. It takes all the show prep I did the day before, rumbles it up, throws it away, because now I have hit the reset button, and now I'm seeing things that have made me angry. We're going to talk about those things on the other side of this break. And don't think for one second we ain't about to talk about the mayor of Jackson dressed up like a big gay banana out partying in the city Saturday night. I'm embarrassed for him. I'm embarrassed for y'all. I'm embarrassed that I'm embarrassed. This is the Clay Edwards Show. Breaking rules when necessary. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show, live here on 103.9 FM, WYAB. Guys, I hadn't got to tell you about A1 Gear and Auto in about a week, it feels like. My good friend Justin and his team right over there, Highway 49 South in Florence, handling all of your automotive repair needs, whether it's a check engine light, changing the oil, fixing the brakes, they can do it all. But what they really specialize in is your ring and pinion. And man, I was just like coming back from New Orleans the other night, coming across that bridge. And I was just thinking, would it not suck to break down on this bridge? How much would a tow truck cost me to get my car back to civilization? Much as I enjoy doing business with A1 Gear and Auto, I do not ever want to have to do business with them again, if I can help it. Anyway, completely off topic there. I was just thinking, man, I started getting a panic attack about something that ain't happening. It's like, oh my God, it's dark. It's nighttime. It's 1 a.m. We're coming across this bridge. I hope this thing don't break down. It wasn't acting up like it wanted to break down, but I was just going into post-traumatic stress syndrome. That's PTSD. Thinking about this car breaking down. I was like, well, if it does, if I can just get it to A1 Gear and Auto. That's all I was thinking. Anyway, what tow truck am I calling to take me from Louisiana to Florence, Mississippi? How much would that cost? My goodness. I got roadside assistance, but I think it's only for like the first 10 miles. Anyhow, get over there. See them today. Again, they specialize in your rear ends, your transfer cases, four-wheel drives, all-wheel drives, If you hear any kind of roaring, you get any kind of slack in there, swing by, let them check it out. Look, I see it all the time. These guys are going to buy these big Jeeps and big trucks. They put these big rims and tires on them, like way bigger than factory size. I mean, I've done it on every truck I've ever owned, so I ain't hating here. I'm just saying that wreaks havoc on your stock ring and pinion. Frankly, it wreaks havoc on all your stock, your axles and everything. Get over there, get it upgraded at A1 Gear and Auto. No sense in riding around in a $70,000 truck with a $10,000 set of wheels and tires and the factory ring and pinion. Let them upgrade it for you so you don't lose any of your power. And, of course, they can do all the other maintenance stuff as well. So get by there, check it out. The only thing they don't do is work on diesel engines. All right, so I want to circle back to the first thing I saw this morning on the internet. This ain't on the show prep, but we often talk about the Six Flags Over Jesus nonsense at some of these big churches. And I saw something here, and I've got it saved here in a couple different places because I want to make sure I get all the details. There's a mega church in Missouri. I'm going to read this post here. I'm kind of doing this in live time. Y'all bear with me. Pastor Mark Driscoll gets kicked off stage at a men's conference after he calls out Pastor John Lindell for allowing a demonstration from a male stripper. So I had to put somebody on hold. The incident happened at the Stronger Men's Conference in Springfield, Missouri. After Vegas stripper and sword swallower Alex Magala. Sometimes I wish the show was just on the internet. I have a response for the sword swallower here. Alex Magala did a performance with his shirt off. He also had a strip pole on stage. Driscoli got on stage and condemned the performance. Lindell then threw Driscoll. Then told Driscoll he was out of line and kicked him off the stage while citing Matthew 18. Very bizarre. Let's see here. I think I've got audio. I haven't tested this yet. Bear with me.
But let me do this.
So this is the pastor who just followed a male stripper onto stage at a men's conference at a Six Flags Over Jesus type church. You know the kinds I'm talking about. We have several of them right here in Rankin County.
I've been up since 1 o'clock in the morning. The reason I'm hoarse is I have been praying for you and my heart is very burdened for you. And I want to be very careful with this, and it's not what I want to say, but the Jezebel spirit has already been here. The Jezebel spirit opened our event. This is a rebuke and a correction of no one. This is an observation. Before the word of God was open, there was a platform. It was a high place. On it was a pole, an asherah. The same thing that's used in a strip club for women who have the Jezebel spirit to seduce men. In front of that was a man who ripped his shirt off like a woman does in front of a pole at a strip club. That man then ascended. See, our God is not arrogant. He doesn't ascend. Our God is humble. He descends. And then he swallowed a...
So if you can hear in the background, there's a guy screaming at him. That's the preacher that put this event on.
Sword, and Jesus Christ. Okay, Pastor John, I'll receive that. Thank you.
You know, what's really sad there is I can't quite make out which side the audience is on here, but it's disgusting that you would go to a men's conference at a church and under any circumstances, they have a man doing any kind of dance, much less a gay stripper, because they done found the guy's Facebook profile and all that stuff and his pictures and He was on America's Got Talent and all this other stuff. Let's take a call here. Hey, good morning. You're on there. Hello?
Clay, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, cool, man. Look, I've been trying to... This text line, I want to hit you up on a text line, but I've Googled Clay Edwards, been to Facebook, everywhere you can imagine. It just don't come through. Why is it so hard to get the number for that text line? I know you say it, but it's some 866 or whatever it is like that.
I guess I need to put it out on social media. That's your number out on social media more often. That's on me.
Yeah, well, tell me what it is so I can write it down. I got my pen with it.
Sure. All right, 769.
769.
241.
241.
1944.
Got you, bro. But you go Google it yourself, you'll see it's hard to find. You can't see it on there no way.
Well, good to know, man. I'll see if I can't fix that, brother. I appreciate the heads up.
All right. Thanks, my man.
Yeah, brother. Have a blessed one. Bye. Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. Mazda of Jackson phone line, 601-879-0002. What do you guys think about this? Now, I'm a Christian. I try not to get too deep into it because I'm not a man of the word per se. I can't quote scripture. I just know about my relationship with God and the expectations I have of the church and of my relationship with God. I keep that between me. I try not to like shove that on y'all. That's not what you tune into this show for. But when I see stuff like this, it really, frankly, makes me feel like my lack of attendance at church the last year is justified. That this kind of stuff is going on in these churches here. Let's take a call on the Mazda Jackson phone line. Good morning, you're on there.
Good morning, Clay. It's Buddy.
Always thankful to hear from Buddy.
Hey, Terry Fant been up there whooping some butt. He wouldn't have tried to pray the devil out of him. He'd have got up there and beat hell out of him.
I agree 100%.
And look, we have a lot of what I call Freddy Feel Good churches. Oh, you go in there and they can tell you how that, you know, you give money and God's going to bless you and give you. Where'd you go?
I'm still here. Sorry, I was trying to put somebody on hold. It didn't work.
And, you know, he going to give you 100 times all of it. And there's one mega church. You know, they don't care what you are. You come down and join the church, they're going to take you because there's many ways to get to God, and that's not in my book.
You're a customer. You're a customer, not a parishioner.
Yeah, and I can tell you utter foolishness of one pastor. I'm not going to call the name in the Byram area that told me that he was going to try to tithe 100%. That you ought to give till it hurt. And I looked at him and I said, well, Pastor, how are you going to eat and feed your family? He said, God will provide. I said, okay, if you're going to give 100% and you make $1,000 a week, you got to dump in $1,000. Well, God will have people bring me stuff. I said, well, you pledged 100%. So if I give you another $1,000, you got to give it to God too. I give you a can of beans, you got to give them. And I said, you're not preaching truth. You're preaching heresy. You're preaching stupidity just to sucker people into giving you money. You know, for some reason, you quit speaking to me. But that's stupidity. And people follow it. And look, I'm not, you know me, I ain't holy. I ain't righteous. But I read my Bible. I don't take all what, look, I love Terry Fant. With all my heart. I believe he's a God-called preacher. I could name some others around here that I believe that are God-called preachers. The associate pastor over at Cross Gates, Brad, I know him. He preaches the truth. But I don't accept everything a pastor. I have a question. I get my book and study it. And a good pastor will encourage you to.
I have had the opportunity to meet that Cross Gates associate pastor here at the radio station, actually. And he is a great guy. And I've actually thought about going over there to church because it's so close to my house. And I just keep hearing such good things about him. And this is nothing against Hickory Ridge. It just takes me 45 minutes to get there. You know, so I there are some great churches here. That's why I'm very careful not to throw stones. But there are some that are treating church way more like a business. And
yeah, you know,
I don't like that.
I'm okay. How
it's like a social club.
If I don't leave either uplifted or a little bit beat up on, I'm in the wrong place. Because, look, I live with me every day. I know what I am. And if I don't get whipped up a little bit, you know, and called out on what I do, I'm in the wrong place.
Hey, I feel buddy, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step on you there. I feel the same way about talk radio. You know, I mean, I'm being serious. You know, if I'm listening to something and I don't feel a little beat up or a little uplifted, I don't listen. I'm not listening to anybody else because I think I'm supposed to agree with what they say. I want to be challenged. You know, and yeah, that's how I feel about church.
I want to be called out every once in a while because I tend to get, like everybody else, a little arrogant and a little opinionated. And every once in a while, I need to be taken down two or three rungs. Yeah. And the good Lord puts people there that do it. I got a couple of three that live in my house that are real good about doing it. But, you know, keeping me humble. But, you know, I was raised a Baptist. And, well, actually, a Baptist costal. I'll have to explain that to you sometime. But in the church, you know, Protestants, we pray, Lord, you keep him humble. We'll keep him poor. And, you know, I'm going to just Osteen out there. Lord, help. You don't remember, but there used to be a guy named Dale Carnegie that taught you how to win friends and influence people. That's what he's teaching.
The first book I ever the first book I ever read as an adult.
Oh, I went to some of those Dale Carnegie courses. They work. They will help you in your job, but it teaches you just how to baffle people with BS is all it is. You
true,
know,
true.
And have a little self-confidence when you do it. And look, you were talking about a lunch one day. Give me about a week's notice. I'd love to come break bread with some folks.
Well, we went and did it Friday at Martin's. We'll get it planned up again, and I'll let everybody know in advance. And just y'all just let me know so I can tell them how many seats to hold. All right, buddy, I got to take my break, brother.
Hey, one thing you have to do, we have to break bread and eat salt together because that's an old custom in my family, and that's what bonds friends is breaking bread and salt, and that's biblical.
I like it, brother. Let's do it.
All right, brother, have a great day and continue to give them hell.
Always. Peace out, buddy. All right, we got another caller on hold. Stay there. Got to take a break. We'll be right back on the Clay Edwards Show here on 103.9 FM, WYAB. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. Guys, you just heard that Mazda of Jackson commercial right there, and they're talking about the CX-90. I was told, Clay, you got to go check this thing out. It is the definition of midsize crossover luxury. It is, if you're in the market for an SUV, you know, especially like the crossover style, and you haven't looked at the CX-90 before you considered any other purchase, you're doing yourself a disservice. You really are. I mean, just pull up Google right now or go to MazdaofJackson.com. All I did was go to Google, put CX-90 in, and the first ad was Mazda of Jackson. So MazdaofJackson.com, clicked on it. I'm looking at this thing. It is gorgeous. Mazda's always made cool vehicles, but they have really, really come a long way. Get by there and check out the Mazda CX-90 right there at Mazda of Jackson, right at Briarwood Road and 55, I guess it's 55 South is on the south side. You know where it's at. You know where Mazda Jackson is. It's the former Mercedes-Benz location right there on I-55 in Jackson. Did you know I learned something new? Mazda of Jackson is locally owned by a husband and wife, and they aren't just sitting in a back office somewhere. They're on the sales desk, working the deals, and with every sale, you get the owner's cell phone number. So if you have any problems, any questions, anything, you can pick up and call one of the cars. That's their last name. So that's good business right there. And that's why they're doing such good things here in the Jackson market. So check them out, MazdaofJackson.com. All right, we've had a caller on hold on the Mazda of Jackson phone line for about 5 minutes. Let's take this call here. Hey, thank you for staying on hold. You're on there.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, I'm going back to the 60s. I don't know. When I was in the military, and then it would go back to the preacher on the, he had a church in Hollywood, he had a church in Beverly Hills, I think, California. His name was Rev Mike. And you send him $100, people were going to come up and give you $200. And he was always on TV, and mama got a letter from one time in Jackson. He was going to send her handkerchiefs. He blessed. And then mama give him $50, somebody's going to give her $100. And that was his goal. And he made a lot of money, I imagine. His name was Raymond Ike. You ever heard of him?
I hadn't, but I'm writing that down right now because I want to check that out. Did your mama ever send him any money?
No. We laughed about it. he could come to Jackson one time, and mama showed me that letter. But we used to watch him when I was in the military. We used to watch him on TV. Well, he was something else.
I bet it's all over YouTube. We'll see if we can find that one, brother.
Yeah. Hey, he got all the stars. Give me the money.
I like it.
Have a good day.
Hey, you too. Appreciate it, brother. Yeah. I can dig that. Send me 100. I'll make sure, wink, wink, you're going to get 200. Man, these preachers like that, these televangelists, have done the church no service. They've done it nothing but a disservice over the years, and they've made it hard to know what's real and what's fake, especially when you see it on TV or the internet. There are some great churches out there, and I've actually gotten a couple invites to other churches here throughout the break, Cross Gates Baptist and others. And I can always be the first to say it. I had a great church home. I'm still at my church home. I just hadn't been in a while. It's Hickory Ridge Baptist. It's one of the few churches you go into, and Pastor Terry is on a roll. I mean, you know, it's not fake. It's not, he's not telling you what you want to hear. He's telling you what you need to hear. And some days it can be uplifting, and some days it can be a kick in the gut. I just remember specifically one time there's some events going on in the world that I just knew we was going to hear about in some form or fashion. He was never going to bring politics into church or nothing, but it was just, maybe it was a church shooting or something. I know we're going to hear about this, and it's going to be an uplifting speech today. And I left out of there like I'd been kicked in the gut. But that's what I needed that day. I just didn't know it when I got there. And you're never going to do what you think is going to happen. It's like, oh, it's going to be a nice day. It's Easter Sunday. We're going to have this nice celebration. And you walk out there and you're thinking, man, am I doing enough as a Christian to get into heaven? And that's the kind of church you want. At least for me. For Clay Edwards, I need to be constantly humbled and not told. I don't need affirmation. I'm not that guy. I need to be humbled regularly and often. I mean, I like a little hellfire and brimstone with my church. Kevin asked on Facebook the other day, or made a comment on Facebook about the show being negative. You know, it's saying that he needs some more positivity in the show. Not just mine, as others. I'm not picking on Kevin here. But I feel like the show is kind of like that. I'm not here to be positive Patty. I'm here to speak the truth and tell you what we all need to hear. All right, we've got about 3 minutes left here. Let's read a few of your texts on the Guns and Gear text line. All right, guys, I'm not clicking on links this morning. Y'all really hitting up some good texts, but they're a little off topic, so we'll get into those in the second hour. I got an open invitation to come to Bethel Baptist Church, just down over off 468 at Allen's Grocery, down from Allen's Grocery. This is a nice little blue collar country church. I love that stuff, man. Let's see here. Somebody says, Clay, you never started your show off stating that you were up all night preparing your show and lost your voice trying to help us. No, I have a bedtime. It's about 11 o'clock, and that is the cutoff. That is the cutoff. All right, unknown texter. Not shocked by one of these big churches. That's why I don't like attending these type churches. If you're just tuning in, we played some video, or I guess it would be audio, of a mega church out in Missouri hosting a men's conference, and they opened it up with a male stripper on a stripper pole in a church. And the pastor who came up behind this that opened the show, Mark Driscoll, spoke out against it, referred to it as Jezebel lifestyle. And the inviting pastor kicked him off the stage. How did we get to this point in our churches where any of this seems like a remotely good idea, to have a male stripper open up, a gay male stripper open up a men's conference? Now, I had to be 100% transparent here with y'all. In my nightclub owning days, we brought male strippers to town for the ladies' night. But that was in a bar. That's what it was advertised as. It's not church, not a men's conference. I mean, at least if we're going to play this weird upside down world here, wouldn't you, I mean, if you were going to have a stripper at a men's conference, at a church, wouldn't it at least be female? Not a male? I got a lot of questions that I can't imagine they have answers to. But this is that Six Flags Over Jesus, everybody's welcome mentality. Just come as you are. Come as you are. Leave a tip in his G-string. Gosh dang it. Let's take a break. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. Guys, if you're out looking for breakfast this morning, Burgers Blues Barbecue has you covered at the Madison as well as the Dogwood location. Get over there. Try them out. Try the chicken and waffles, the fresh southern style chicken biscuits, and more. They even got pancakes. I'm guessing they have some, you know, bacon and all that other type of stuff as well. I hadn't looked at the breakfast menu in a while. I went over there Saturday afternoon at the downtown location in Brandon, the B3, little dive bar as I call it. Had a nice couple drinks, had a good time. Weather was nice. We hung out on the patio. Watched chaos devolve in downtown Brandon. There's a bunch of cop cars hauled butt over to Shiloh Park. Well, we'll talk about that later. But, man, get out to Burgers Blues Barbecue today. All three locations in downtown Brandon, Madison, and Dogwood right there next to Chipotle in front of Dick's Sporting Goods for Burgers Blues Barbecue. Don't forget they got two food trucks for all your special events as well as can handle all your catering needs from 5 to 5,000 people. Check them out online, burgersblues.com. All right, when we come back, we're going to, obviously I'm going to read some more of y'all's text here. Y'all did a great job with the text. But I want to jump into some stuff going on in Jackson. We haven't talked about Jackson yet today. I'm going to talk about the mayor emasculating himself, the fallout from that. Guess people are mad at me for calling it out. And that's like what I do here, put it in my veins. We're going to talk about this, giving the city of Jackson leadership cookies every time they do the bare minimum of their jobs. The media around here just rolls it out. Big old cookie for them. We'll be right back. Boom, shaka, laka, boom. You've tuned in to the Free Range Human Show of Choice. It's hour two of the Clay Edwards Show. Guys, got a car you want to sell? Holla at your boy. I have teamed up with the folks over at Noel Daniels Automotive right there in Brandon, Mississippi. And we want to buy your cars. You can reach out to me, claybuyscars.com or claybuyscars@gmail.com. Or just go to the website. That's the easiest. That's the path of least resistance, claybuyscars.com. My contact info is there. Let's have a conversation. Then let me get you to shoot me some pictures of your vehicle, and we're going to give you a number without you even having to come into the dealership. We're going to put a number on it. Now, just be full transparency here, that's pending actually seeing the vehicle. Because, you know, some people can be a little shady. Some people can send you pictures that they took before they backed into something. When they just put those new tires on a year ago. So got a pending final inspection. But we will definitely honor it as long as it ain't nothing crazy. So claybuyscars.com. We're buying your cars. If you got a payoff, don't worry. I had a guy email me the other day. Said, Clay, what happens if I have a payoff? Well, if you owe less than what you owe, does that make sense? If you owe less than what it's worth, you're going to get some cash back. You know, if you owe more, you're going to have to pay some cash. So either way. And some people just write on. Some people just want payoff, and sometimes we're able to do that. Not always the case. Most people find out when they go to trade their vehicles in. But anyway, check it out, claybuyscars.com. Let's see here. All right, folks are mad at me about what I'm saying about the mayor, so let's jump into that. The mayor of Jackson decided to go out the other night, and the girl whose screenshot I stole is mad at me because in the video, I couldn't pronounce her name. I just said black girl. But there was a point in saying black girl. It's because when the black girls are mad and they're calling them out, you know it's on. And that's what I've been waiting on. I've been waiting to see the black girls get mad and start calling them out. And she can be as mad at me as she wants. I'll fall on that sword. But you love to see it. And here's the post right here. I got a screenshot. I thought I had it pulled up. All right, then the girl's name, so to give her her due, is Adrian, and it's spelled really weird, Adrian Acey. She says, 4 months into the year, Jackson's on its 38th homicide. The streets are literally falling in. We're short hundreds of police, and y'all mayor out here partying with the Kappas last night in his Easter suit. Now, if y'all want to see what this Easter suit looks like, as the aforementioned, I said he looks like a gay banana. And I ain't got no other way to describe it. The whole thing looks ridiculous. Somebody did a side-by-side of him up next to that guy that got killed last week by the former JPD officer tied up in that gay love triangle, and they dressed exactly alike. So, of course, sexuality don't matter. If you gay, be gay, boo-boo. But don't pretend to not be while you're the mayor of the largest city in the United States of America, in Mississippi. You're supposed to be a role model to young men. And you out here looking as emasculated as anybody I've seen in a while. Fannie Willis would be disappointed in the emasculation of yourself. It's just embarrassing. The whole thing is embarrassing. Do I think that when you become a politician, are you supposed to not have a social life? Absolutely not. I believe it's at the end of the day, it's a job. You ain't on call 24 hours a day, all the time. But you need to be if something pops off. But just at some point, could you please do your job? That's why people get upset when they see him out having a good time. Because during business hours, he ain't doing his job. There's nothing positive at all that you can point to in a Chakwe Lumumba administration and say, yeah, man, you know what? He's earned some time off. He's really, really been on a roll. Jackson is on course. I've tried to talk a little less Jackson here because I know it's just like preaching to the choir, beating a dead horse, so to say. Jackson's on course to be the deadliest city in America per capita for the third time in 4 years. The red lights don't work downtown. All throughout the city, but especially downtown, they don't work. There seems to be no plan in place to getting them working. I'm guessing all this stuff's tied in like a computer. Every now and then, just unplug it and plug it back in. The programming. And the local media outside of your independent media, like this radio station, Jackson Jambalaya, and some others here and there, nobody calls them out on it. That's why I love seeing, like Adrian, the black girl I spoke of. Again, she's mad at me, but we'll get over it. I love seeing, I call it normies. I love seeing normies get mad and call them out for this stuff. Because when I do it, it's just like, oh, angry old white guy. Old racist white guy. I'm not a racist, but that's how they try to play it. Because you're not allowed, as a white man, you're not allowed to criticize a black man for nothing. If you do, they try to tell you, oh, it's racism. It's racism. You're being a racist. What's the word that they love so much now? Gaslighting? They gaslight you. So here's WAPT over the weekend when they got a nice little story up. Jackson's 1% sales tax helps pave the way for new construction. This is Riverside Drive. Let's go to Kennedy Cooper with WAPT. Cut the volume up.
Completed their Better Road project here in Bellhaven. It's just one of many that they plan to complete.
Three.
Mayor Shokwe and Tar Lumumba, joined by the 1% Sales Tax Commission, announcing the completion of their Better Road project in a Bellhaven neighborhood.
City of Jackson was able to use creative financing in order to address longstanding challenges.
A detailed project, a very expensive project, but a worthy project.
It's the completion of a project that Ward 7 Councilwoman Virgie Lindsay says have been talked about for a decade.
It is a wonderful example of how you can take an ugly street, beautify it, and use it as an amazing connector.
Peachtree Street and Riverside Drive, from rugged to smooth.
It was in bad shape. The water line was leaking. Sewer was questionable. We had oak trees drinking out of the storm drains. So a total reconstruction was needed.
Our neighborhoods are the life's blood and the really important arteries into the city of Jackson. And so this is just one example. We continue to focus on neighborhoods now with the 1% sales tax.
The commission says they listened to the biggest needs and wants of community members. Peachtree Street and Riverside Drive are now connected by a walkway.
All right, none of that matters. Here we are. They repaved a road, y'all. They repaved a road. They had to do a little bit of engineering, cut a tree down, replace some water pipes, and they repaved a road that took them 10 years to do. And recently they forgot to pay the contractor, and that cost them an extra $1 million in interest or fines or whatever it was. And here we are, WAPT, throwing them a damn parade for just doing the bare minimums of their job. But I guess that's when you set low expectations. When anything gets done, you expect a pat on the back. Attaboy. Good job, Chalkway. You got that road paved with that 1% sales tax increase. Meanwhile, I probably wouldn't even have noticed this, but the same day, I'm out there in God's country, Brandon, Mississippi. Just Rankin County in general. It's all God's country. In my neighborhood, they got a road closed. A perfectly good road. And they're resurfacing it. It had a little dip in it. Where's the parade for Butch Lee? Where's the attaboy and the press conference for Butch Lee? The marching bands. That's right. Because when you do what you're supposed to do constantly, people only notice when you don't do it. But y'all go get the gay banana, put him up on your shoulders, and march him through the city. It's embarrassing. There's days where I just want to quit talking about Jackson. But I refuse to give them the peace of me not taking them to task. And then you get Kim Wade in here in the afternoons doing the same thing. If nobody else in this town on radio is going to hold them accountable, we will. It's just disgusting. I'm sitting here bragging about getting a street repaved while you're sitting at 38 homicides. And the only reason why this street got paved, Riverside Drive, is because one of the largest actual tax bases in the city, Bellhaven, lives right there. And good on them. When you actually pay your taxes and you take care of your neighborhoods and the folks inside that neighborhood ain't doing the robbing, killing, and stealing like they are in all the other parts of Jackson, they deserve to have their roads paved. Now, I rode through there a few weeks ago. There's a lot of crappy roads within the neighborhood that there should be no excuse for. They should be over there. If I'm Chalkway, I'd be over there pandering to Bellhavians, trying to get their roads fixed. But please vote for me. Please. Let's take a break. This is the Clay Edwards Show. Guys, don't forget Martin's downtown lunch today. I went over there Friday with a big crew of people. Couldn't have been better. Loved the best blue plate in Hinds County. The patio, the weather was perfect. They have all kind of tons of live entertainment. Pretty much, I think they do live entertainment 6 nights a week. And they got somebody with an acoustic guitar in a corner doing something. And of course, on the weekends, they got some of the biggest touring bands around. DJs, touring bands, a very eclectic brand of booking over there, from jam bands to rock bands to hip-hop and everything. I like it. It's like a true House of Blues kind of vibe there. If you like it, they're going to have something in your wheelhouse come through at some point. Don't forget, Friday night is ribeye steak night. Get down there with the boys. There's no cover charge till around 9 p.m. And then they got to start charging for the entertainment for the night. But get over there after work one day. Grab a cocktail. You'll run into Sean there, Jason Spell. They'll probably be sitting at the bar. Hang out, shoot the breeze. Martin's downtown, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m., 7 days a week. Located in the same place for almost 70 years now, right on the corner of, technically, it's on the corner of Commerce Street and State Street, or Pearl Street, but to me, it's State Street and Pearl Street. I don't really acknowledge the back entrance being Commerce Street, but you know where it is, man. If you're from Jackson, if you listen to this radio show, I don't have to tell you where Martin's downtown is. You can find him online at martindowntownjxn.com. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. This segment brought to you by iGear Optical, right over there on Highway 80 in Pearl, Mississippi. Go see Bruce and the team at iGear Optical, because they will never just hand out sunglasses like a box of shoes or a box of chocolates. Bruce will adjust your frames before taking measurements and a second time after the lenses have been installed. And then again, when you pick them up for a personalized and custom fit. Bruce, he's going to ask you a lot of questions to get you the best lenses with just the right amount of technology for all of your wants and needs. Bruce is also going to make sure you select the right frames for maximum comfort, durability, and style that fits your needs. iGear Optical is not an insurance, because they want to deal with you instead of having an insurance company telling them how to take care of you. Any questions? Let Bruce know. iGear Optical, they fit you, they fit glasses to your lifestyle and to your budget. Get your vision in high gear today. iGear Optical, Pearl, Mississippi. Check them out online, iGearOptical.com. And look, I'm going to tell you, you get a pair of sunglasses or eyeglasses that don't fit your nose right, you'll find out you have migraines quicker than drinking too much on a Saturday night and having to get up for church on a Sunday morning. You're like, oh my God, why does my head hurt so bad? I haven't had anything to drink. It could be your glasses causing that. So, all right, speaking of church, let's circle back. We got a lot of texts on the Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944, about our topic this morning. And, you know, one of the other things that I've been having a conversation here with, he'll remain unnamed, but a lot of these churches, and this is where I think some people get conflicted. A lot of these churches now have gotten very, very deep into letting the drug recovery aspect of the church almost become the billboard, the front-facing part of the church. Is that all former addicts or people who are going through addiction, welcome here. And look, there's definitely a place for that. I don't want to, you know, y'all know I'm all about that stuff. But I do think that that can turn some people off from the church. If that is the forward look of the church, where you're constantly welcoming in, you know, straight from the jail cell to the church pew, if that's the constant revolving door. And I think it does alienate some people who just want to bring their kids to church, tithe, kind of get their Jesus on, and go home. When it's constantly, you know, we talk about like grooming a lot, and I'm going to punch above my weight here for a second. We talk about grooming a lot. And I think sometimes I want to separate that from my kid. If I want to take my young child to church, I don't necessarily want to take them with the expectation of having to see and hear about drug rehabilitation constantly. I think there's a time and there's a place for that. I don't know if it's every Sunday, every Wednesday. But anyway, so that was just a conversation I was having with somebody who recently left the church because of that very thing. So let's go back in and read some more of your text here. While we're doing that, while I'm getting the... All right, here is one from Debbie. She goes, Clay, everybody is welcome in church, but you are supposed to be convicted as you attend church to where you change your lifestyle. The closer that you get to Jesus, the more you're supposed to see that your lifestyle is wrong. Jesus is go and sin no more. He does not say continue your sin. And if you were going to talk, it is so hard to read scripture in these text messages the way it formats. It's three words. It's already a little confusing. Continuing on, about the preachers that are anointed with God's word, we have to talk about Chip Henderson, the man as an anointment to bring the word Jesus Christ everyone he touches. Look, I don't know Chip personally. Unknown texter. If someone wants to leave church because people in recovery are coming to church, they should just probably go to another one of the big churches. All right. But those texts did not read as well as I was hoping they would for that topic. But so I went and saw Dr. Jordan Peterson Thursday down in New Orleans. Kind of a last minute deal. Rode down there. Quick turnaround trip. Came right back. Well, you know, so got back in at 2:00 in the morning. Hadn't done that in a long time. But we're in there, and he gets into the, I don't want to say into the weeds, but he gets really deep. It's a college lecture. It's not a Joe Rogan style podcast type thing going on here. This is not an internet show. So he really gets into the weeds about where we're at as men. And one of the things he brings up past the religion stuff is it gets into accountability. And I love these kind of talks about accountability. And he asks, or he makes the point that no matter how bad of a situation you're in, no matter what you just did, your next move can absolutely make things worse or better. And it talks about clearing a lot of the clutter out of your life. You know, if you've got a stack of stuff on your desk and you've been avoiding it and avoiding it and avoiding it, start working on it. Even if it's just, okay, let me look through this. All right, there's this, there's that. But the thing that really hit was, and when you have enough life and you've lived some life and you've made some mistakes and you've done some things right, the thing that really hit was the next thing you do can 100% make things worse. Because I thought about times in the past that the follow-up to the big mistake made the big mistake 100 times worse. And over the last few years, it's when you make a mistake and the follow-up helping mitigate the damage, not exacerbate it. You know, you can think through years, you quit a job and then you go off and you badmouth the people that you work for. That's making it exponentially worse. You cheat on your significant other, or even better yet, you just have a big argument and you play breakup for the day, and then you go and you cheat. You're not cheating because you broke up. But now you had an argument, but now you've gone and had an affair of some sort with somebody else, and that makes it exponentially worse. There's no coming back from that argument once you've gone and cheated with the next person. Instead of sleeping off the argument alone in the bed, you've gone and done irreparable damage. So it really just sucked in that you can absolutely make whatever you think is the worst decision in your life exponentially worse by whatever your next immediate decision is. And that sounds like common sense. But as men, I don't want to speak for women, but as men, sometimes common sense eludes us when our emotions are involved. And so I thought Jordan Peterson did a great job. Like I said, I don't have the depth of knowledge to sit here and try to quote and dissect everything he said. But he talked about women too. And one of the things he talked about was waiting for this perfect partner to have kids with. It's like, well, they got to make X amount of money. They got to do this. They got to check off all these boxes. And next thing you know, you're 35 years old, single, and don't have children because you were waiting for the perfect man. And I think that has more to men do that too, by the way. And I think that has more to do with the internet than anything currently. But everybody's waiting on the next best thing. It's like, oh, okay, I kind of like this person. But if this other one, you know, gives me a sign, they look just a little bit better, I'm going to hold off on them. And you just keep doing that and keep doing that. And next thing you know, you're the 40-year-old single guy at the bar that's never been married. Because you just kept waiting on whatever the next little best thing is. You know, it's like, well, I really want a blonde, or I really want a brunette, or if her butt was just a little bigger, or she was just a little skinnier, just a little prettier. And next thing you know, you don't have any of that because you're waiting on something perfect. Sometimes love's not at first sight. Sometimes you do have to grow into love with people. If you got somebody out there that you're interested in, quit waiting for something better. Go have a date. Go talk to them. Maybe, just maybe, they feel the same way about you, and you can get your life started. That's what I took from it with Dr. Jordan Peterson. Let's take a break. This is the Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show, live here on WYAB. Got a caller on hold. We'll get to them in just a second. Guys, you heard the Men's Health in Mississippi commercial there. I took my testosterone shot this morning. Actually, I took it last night right before I went to sleep. That's a great thing. You can take that thing right before bed, and it doesn't get you all jacked up where you can't sleep. Actually, it makes you sleep a little bit better, believe it or not. Had a good night's sleep until I woke up in a panic about something, and I don't know if I ever really got back to sleep. But neither here nor there. Guys, dealing with a little erectile dysfunction, a little lack of the morning wood, depression, anxiety, any of those things. Lack of motivation. I'm going to tell you what. I've talked about this testosterone stuff till I'm blue in the face. And one of the things that I don't think I talk about enough is what it does when you get your levels back right, is what it does for your drive and motivation. You can't quantify that. There's not a test you can take for it. All I can do is just tell you what I've seen over the last year and a half almost since I've started doing this. And I, frankly, I sit here and look at my professional success over the last year and a half and my ability to have that drive and determination and energy to continue to push forward. Now you have days where, you know, every day you ain't going to be on every day. It just don't work like that, unfortunately, at least not for me. But anyway, get out there. They're doing free testosterone screenings today. Not just today, period. But if you'll text, you would think, I always get ready to do these ad reads, and I'm the world's worst, and I don't have my phone number pulled up here for you to text, but I'm about to be there. and then we're going to get into a topic to kind of take us home for the day. All right, here you go. Text FREE, the word FREE, to 601-327-8550. 601-327-8550. Text the word FREE, and you're going to get a free testosterone screening. That'll get you an appointment. You'll go out there to their location in Madison. That's Men's Health of Mississippi. You can check them out online at menshealthms.com. Ladies, don't undersell the importance of your testosterone levels being correct, too. It's not just for men. They will do a free women's screening also. They have a women's clinic upstairs there, anti-aging clinic. So let them take care of all your needs. That's Men's Health of Mississippi. All right. Let's see here. We got a caller on hold. That's what I was doing now. On the Mazda Jackson phone line. Hey, thanks for staying on hold. You're on air.
Oh, no problem, Clay. What's going on this morning?
Oh, man. Same thing, different day.
That's right. That's right. Hey, you touched on some good issues. One of them was the church. And I think everybody, like Buddy kind of talking about, but you can't get stuck up in the same church because you're going to get burned out, and a lot of people are going just to fit their stuff. I've always believed for two or three or more meet, Jesus is in the midst. So you don't have to be up in a big building. You ain't got to be the biggest, baddest church. You know, and when COVID come through, it really hurt my feelings. I'm not going to get into, but I went to one of those circuit church or whatever, and it hurt my feeling how they just shut down and put faith in government the way I saw it, not faith in Christ. And you, it opened my eyes to another, because like coming up as a kid, you know, you talk hell and brimstone, and when you get to reading into the Word, you know, and God touches people differently. And my belief, He gives us common sense. You know, get along with everybody, but don't let, you know, don't get in and run with the sheep just because, you know, you think that they're doing right. And the dating thing, I'm done with that. It's just too crazy out there. Too much internet. It's a whole other world now.
Man, look, the best advice, and I was up last night. I decided to watch Ghost of Mississippi. I didn't get back through it after we interviewed Jerry. I was like, man, I'm going to watch Ghost of Mississippi. And, yeah, I got about an hour in. I was like, it is bedtime. But I was just in there thinking, and I stumbled across a video on YouTube earlier that some of these guys I follow that do social media trends and just try to stay on top of that kind of stuff. And they're expecting a huge downward spiral for social media, especially for quote-unquote influencers over the next year or so, couple years. And I was like, man, I've always been on the front of these super social media trends. I was like, I wonder, should I just be on the front of just deleting them all and just getting back to communicating with people like we're supposed to? Because sit there and think about it, yeah, man, more people know who I am, this, that, and the other from social media. But does it do anything good for me? I mean, does anything positive come from social media that I can't accomplish if I just get back to communicating with people the way you're supposed to, hand to hand?
When the COVID hit, come at me, you know, like, are you watching it on the internet? And I said, dude, I can watch some of it, but my guy tells us we're supposed to socialize. We're supposed to get together and have discussions.
Yeah. We got to have conversations, folks, man. We got to have real life conversations. I rarely get moved by anything I see on the internet, but you get me in person. I just think I'm conflicted on the church stuff. I can sit here and sound like a hypocrite by saying that I don't necessarily believe that the church is a building, which I don't. The church is not a building. Church is us in the community. We are the church. There's not an attendance requirement. And I think a lot of people get caught up into that. You feel like it's a contest to be who can be in church the most. And then when you're doing that, you're going for all the wrong reasons. When you're just like,
exactly.
I beat Brooke here by 5 minutes. I love Jesus 17% more than he does today. And when you do that, you're losing the point in why you're going to church. It's not a popularity contest. It's not an attendance contest. It is, you got to go and you got to want what you're hearing. And you got to want it even when it ain't what you want to hear.
Exactly. You either come out feeling good or your toes stepped on. All right, man, let me jump off here, Clay. Be safe.
Appreciate it, Chris. Thanks. Always good to hear from Chris. Let's shift back gears a little bit on the Guns and Gear text line. Bobcat says, I have a quaint suggestion. Your live reads from printed paper. You won't have to waste time apologizing for your inability to retrieve information in a timely manner. I need to add that phone number to my live read. That's the problem there. So, yes, agreed. Let's see here. Get a chance. Get one of these events. Eric asks, who is Brooke? It is a random name I made up. Let's see here. Unknown texture. What about Bernard Brittany Griner showing off him, her chest? I guess that's just Adam. All right. Chip. We got Chip Matthews here in the studio. Let me see, make sure I got the mic on for you.
Yes, sir.
So, Chip, you got your show coming up next?
Yes.
What you talking about today?
Don't know. Don't know. I ain't got there. I'm somewhere between we need to go blow Iran off the map, because if they're going to send 300, that isn't an accident to send 300 missiles that way. But then again, you put them in the air with 3 hours for them to get there. You're basically saying, hey, if y'all send us some money, y'all can go kill all these missiles right now. But it's basically a message to tell them to send us some more money to fight a war that you need to just go win a war and be done with it. That's the way you opened my can of worms. So.
No. I'm glad you brought that up, because that was actually something that I had in my notes to talk about and kind of got into a little deeper conversation about church and
right.
and stuff. A little, frankly, some of these conversations are a little above my pay grade, so I can only speak on what I know.
Okay.
You know, so that's like the church thing. I'm only speaking from my point of view. This topic, in my notes here, I don't care.
Well, see, I don't care either. But the other side is, if they're going to make us care, go win a war and come home. Be done. We're going to wait right now. What I think, Biden says, we don't want any retaliation. Well, excuse me, you show up at my front door with a gun, I'm going to go get my gun, and then whoever shoots first wins, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So war needs to be done the same way. I mean, we're going to say we're not going to attack. We don't want you to attack. We want you to stand down, is what Biden's saying. And then you're showing weakness. So what happens next? You're going to hear that 20 Americans were killed, some Marines were killed, this, that, and the other, when they were trying to just carry some food into an area, or they were just sitting at the embassy. Then we're going to say we're going to do everything. We're going to wait till somebody gets killed. And unfortunately, war means you're going to kill somebody.
Well, sure enough. and when I say I don't care, I care about human lives being lost.
Right.
I don't have a burning desire for Israel. I don't have a burning desire for Palestine,
right.
for Iran, for none of these places. I'm not passionate about what's going on in these places.
Right. And I don't, me neither. And that's why I'm saying I don't care. If you're going to make it a political issue and we're supposed to be a part of it, get it, go get the work done. Let's come home. And then stay home. Well, you know? But we got people drug out all over the world defending our rights, who are not allowed to defend our rights because they're too busy trying to be a woke military and not be the military that we expect. When somebody hits you, you hit back harder.
Well, I've been saying it for years. We have the ability to end all of these.
Right.
All of these conflicts. We choose not to end them because of money. And that's what puts this bad taste in my mouth about all of it. It's why you don't hear me getting too wound up about this foreign affairs. Now, if somebody comes and punches us in the mouth,
yeah,
different story.
Yes.
And I know people will say, well, Claire, we fight these wars over there to prevent them from coming to punch us in the mouth. And to that I say, have you seen our border?
Well, let's go through that. Let's go through that part, because you talk about religion. We left those other countries because they didn't get it right, and they made all wars religious wars. Okay? So we came over here and have a Christian country. And we put together a whole Christian United States, the whole acceptance of stuff. Over time, we have allowed non-religious things become religions, like devil worshiping and, you know, whatever else. But we're based on Christianity.
Well, we've turned woke into a religion.
Right.
And this trans stuff, this LGBTQ stuff, it has now become a religion. I use woke as a catch-all.
Right.
But we're turning ungodly things into a religion. We've turned our politics
into
a religion.
And we say, okay, separation of church and state. Yes, it's separated. Church and state was separated from like a church, like the Pope helping run our government. That was what that's about. It isn't about not being Christian. And so I don't understand why in the world we let legal scholars come in and try to redefine the Bible and not understand that what we're doing is what's in the Bible. You know, we built America that way, and it worked. We came over here. Somebody came up with this bright idea. If we just went by the Bible, it'll be good. So they came to America. They built America. And Lord and behold, we became number one.
Yeah, that's a great point about the proper definition of separation of church and state.
Right.
So it can be, it's still one nation under God, and we keep getting away from that.
Mm-hmm.
We keep getting away from that. Oh, no, you can't force my religion. If you're going to have God, I get to have Baphomet.
And all the way down to, you know, all of a sudden our tag winds up with no God on the tag after it was so important that we got it on there. And I don't know if that's the governor's office or that somebody in the Democratic part of the government that votes some stuff. I don't know where it comes from. But
the same governor's office, and I thought about this during Chris's little speech there, the same governor's office that enticed churches to close down during COVID.
Right.
Because they couldn't legally force the churches to close. At least that's what they try to say. Well, these are just mandates. You know, they're not laws. But they were mandates when y'all, they were laws when y'all wanted them to be. Mm. But the same governor that, I'll never forget him dragging that black preacher from down in like the Natchez, Adams County area, right, dragging him on TV at a press conference to help coax the other churches into closing down. I can't forget that. Let's take a break, come back, get y'all ready for Chip Show coming up next. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. Well, today was a unique show, a little off from what we normally do here, kind of trying to dive into the religious stuff. And I think it's a good conversation. I think it's a healthy conversation to have, to remember that all people don't think the same. Everybody, what their expectations of church is, what their expectation of religion is. And I'm just telling you, whether I agree with it or not, some people are turned off by the fact that a lot of these churches have gone headfirst into the drug rehabilitation stuff. It's not what they signed up for. And you can tell me I'm right, wrong, and different. It doesn't matter. I'm just telling you what some people think, and that's why you're seeing these numbers in some of these churches shift. Churches that go heavy into that, you're seeing, I'd be willing to bet, you're seeing the big tithers, the big families in these churches withdraw and go to other churches, that the face of the church, the billboard of the church isn't drug rehabilitation. I'm not saying that's right or wrong. You know, I support all these rehab facilities and what they do. But just based on some conversations I've had with people, that's why they've left certain churches. You know, that is what it is. I will see you guys tomorrow right here, same time, same place.